Hi, Tim. This is Dennis from Oregon. I'm the proud owner of one 1965 Globetrotter and the not-so-proud owner of a 1970 Sovereign.
All right.
And the Globetrotter as far north as B.C. and as far east as Utah, and love it. The VAP has helped me a lot in restoring some of the systems. I was given the 1970 Airstream. When I told my wife, she paused, looked over the top of her book with that not-again look. I just got rid of an old ice cream truck out in the back, but she did not say a word. This will be a total rebuild as the entire floor is rotten. I will pause here while you laugh at me. I have three questions.
Did you have enough laughing time there?
Well, can we all pause and laugh for him?
Like I said, he was giving it to him.
Yeah.
And I said it before, the only way I'll get a 70s is if somebody gives me one.
Hey, Rob, give him a break here. You know what? The 70s trailers are nice. I mean, I don't like the plastic interior, but you know what? 1970 was the last year of the real wood interior.
I know.
And that is a good one.
Yep. Didn't you have one given to you, Collins?
Yes, a 70 ambassador.
That's right.
Well, not so bad. You can give them away. So
that's right.
There's some things in life you can't give away.
That's right.
I got a garage full of it. So here we go. Let's go with his questions. Question number one, I think.
Right now, my yard won't hold more than three trailers. Do I have anything to worry about?
Is that going to be a problem?
Only if the town comes after you. I've known people that have all these trailers in the yards, and the town's made them build barns because of them.
Yeah. Oddly enough, I was camping with him as well.
All righty. Question number two.
And number two, I need three windows with the inner frames on the glass. Are these still available, or do I need to start looking through wrecking yards?
All right. Windows for a 70s Sovereign.
Wrecking yard. You got to find them with a parts show, don't you, Colin? I don't think you can buy them still.
No, I don't believe you can buy them either, but oddly enough, we're parting out a 25-footer, so we may actually have the correct windows if he wants to email me. But they certainly are out there. There's other places, and occasionally you see them on eBay as well, sometimes for really ridiculous prices, sometimes for very reasonable prices. But
I bought a 1975 Sovereign, I think it was. It might have been a 29-footer, so it wasn't a Sovereign. But down in, for $900, I think it was, off eBay, down out of Washington, D.C. And as I was towing it around the Beltway, I looked in my mirror, and I see one of the windows flapping, and all of a sudden it came out of the track, and it was gone. And the motorhome behind me ran it over.
Was it a Bounder who ran it over?
No, it wasn't. I'm not sure what it was.
It probably was, out of spite.
But
Rob, is that the trailer that you sold about 20 minutes later?
Yes, yeah. And so I wonder if that's why he's missing the windows.
Maybe it ended up in Oregon?
No, but that's probably, they were driving down the road and windows flew out the sides.
Well, try not to laugh too hard, but when I arrived at Florida State, this guy pulled in with a 75, 74, something or other, and the window was gone. And he came over to me later. He was carving a piece of foam, you know, aluminized foam, to tape into the window. And he said that he was driving along, and he looked in his mirror and saw it flapping because, you know, the plastic tracks were busted. He saw it flapping, said, it's okay. You know, he gets to the rally, and obviously it slid off and blew away.
So. Oh, yeah. Once they open up, you better stop quick, or they'll disappear pretty fast.
Yeah, I mean, you hear a lot of stories about, especially the side windows, like on the front of the 70s trailer, how they'll be sitting around for years, then all of a sudden somebody tows it somewhere, and they just shatter on the road for the first time moving after years.